the Sound Pollution Podcast. This is Raynell. I am back from our much-needed break. Brent will be back with us on the next interview. And I hope that everybody had a fantastic holiday season. And if you didn't keep up with your resolutions, don't kick yourself in the butt, because 2024, it's the end of January, and it already feels like it's been 6 months. So remember to cut yourself a break, take your meds, drink some water, and we're happy you're here with us. This interview is going to be an update interview with Justin Groppel from episode 54. God, that feels like forever ago. I can't even believe we've been doing this long. I'm so excited to be back. We got some fun things in store, things that I've been working on for a couple years that should be coming out. We're working on maybe putting together a couple live shows, uploading a radio station online, and there's just a lot going on. You could really help us out by buying some merch. God, I feel like I'm begging and like I fucking hate it, but we can't do a lot of the things that we'd really like to do with the show, not making any money. So if you've been listening to the Sound Pollution Podcast for a while and you haven't bought a shirt or you haven't bought, you know, some kind of merch, I highly recommend the shot glasses. We also have some wine glasses. We have some tote bags. We have t-shirts. We have magnets. We have stickers. That link is below. That'd be really helpful. Also, if you're interested in being on the show, please hit us up. That is soundpollutionpodcast@gmail.com. I don't think I have anything else. I'm just really happy to be back. And we are off to the show. If you're ready, I'm ready. Welcome back to the show, Justin. It's wonderful to have you back.
Hey, it's good to be back.
It's crazy. You were on the show so early on. You was episode 54.
Yeah, it's true. I
and
know.
It's that like episode, like... I don't even know. where we are.
Yeah, I don't know. I remember it was, what, 2020 maybe?
I think so. It was a couple years ago.
Yeah, 2021 at the, you know, yeah.
So what have you been up to?
Well, I've been doing a lot of, I joined in that time between the last time I talked to you, and I think shortly after that, I joined a cover band. 90s,
I have been following that. Yes.
Yeah. Called The Souvenirs. So I kind of put my own, you know, original stuff and my own music on hold a little bit. Not too much. I've been writing and playing a lot, but just like pursuing stuff that to just, you know, get into that whole band and, you know.
What's it like to play with a band like that again?
It was actually pretty awesome. I lucked out. I hooked up with a pretty good group of musicians. Mm-hmm. And if they listen to this, a great group of musicians, great group. So I lucked out there, and it was just really fun to, you know, just kind of have that camaraderie again and like playing a band and like, you know, have that banter back and forth. And
yeah,
and,
that's good stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And playing songs that I still listen to this day. And I mean, my stuff, my jams. Well,
you know, Brent said it before and I have concurred with him. Yes, Brent, I just said you were right. If you're listening, we all started as cover artists. You know, we all started hearing somebody and going, I want to play that. I'm going to learn how to play that. I want to sing that on stage. So it's kind of like going back to where you started from. And also, mm-hmm. I will be moving back to the West Coast. So I'm going to have to come see you play.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
You're still totally. Playing. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. We have a long, I mean, since we're on the subject, we have a long, or a whole, you know, lineup of shows coming up here. My guitarist, Chris, he just had a baby. So we've kind of gone on hiatus. And we're not starting back up again until like mid-March. So it's given me some time to kind of work on my own stuff and, you know, just take a break because, you know, we're gigging pretty regularly and mm-hmm. we got a lot of shows coming up. So if you do that, we'll have something.
That's awesome. Are you guys playing in kind of like the same little gig spots or like bars and stuff? Where are you playing at?
We're playing all over. We're trying to break out and like, you know, cover more ground. Mm-hmm. But we're playing in the city, play at Maggie McGarry's, which okay. is a really cool spot in the city, which they are like intensely like into the music. And we play at McKay's in Pleasanton. We play at Walnut Creek Retro Junkie. They have a pretty good following and name for themselves. they've had some pretty cool bands there. Right here in Brentwood, we play at the Brentwood Emporium in Big Mountain. You remember Big Mountain? Ooh, Baby, I Love Your Ways.
Yeah.
The reggae band, they just played there. Yeah, they're like 2 minutes up the road, or the place is 2 minutes up the road. So we played there.
That's too. A flash from the past.
Right? Why? Yeah. Super cool dudes.
Are they really nice? Oh, I love hearing about when you meet, you know, because I always say, don't meet your heroes. You're going to be disappointed. So I'm always happy when it's the opposite. When we interviewed Art from Everclear, I was a mess. I was like, oh my God, please don't be a jerk. Please don't be a jerk. Please don't be a jerk.
I know.
I love that band.
Congrats and he was on that,
the
ni-
thank you. He was the nicest, kindest, sweetest man. I would interview him again in a heartbeat.
I've heard that about him, and he strikes me as that kind of a person.
Very nice person.
Super cool and chill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just nice hopefully. Little plug there. Yeah, 2024 is going to be interesting. What is your favorite cover to play?
Ooh, that's a tough one.
I know.
We actually have like a 48. We usually play four hours most times. So
you're exhausted after that.
Oh yeah, no, I totally am. And that was kind of one of the things that this hiatus was like, okay, you know what? I'm gonna be able to rest my voice because I was singing every other week. Just you know, it's tough. Favorite song? One of my favorites actually is that I always look forward to doing. There's quite a few of them. Most of them. But I'd say Black Balloon by Goo Goo Dolls. I love playing Black Balloon.
I love that song.
Yep. That one is just so powerful. It gives me goosebumps every time we play it. The tuning and the open tuning and the just, it's such a powerful song. We play Iris too, which is classic. And so there's a lot of.
I think I like Black Balloon better though.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I love Iris, but Black Balloon, something about that song. I don't know. It just gives me the feels, man. It's just the vibe. I don't know. It's really fun to play too. If you know, a guitarist, you play guitar, right?
So fucking poorly. I don't even want to count it.
Well, you know what? It's actually a good song to learn on guitar because his tuning allows you to play this open tuning. So you can just
that's about
use
where
one
I'm at.
Finger. You can use like one finger to like do the chords. He's a genius on the guitar. It's ridiculous. Like the stuff he comes up with. Anyway,
I'm gonna have to. I'm like making a note. I'm like,
yeah, make a note of that
one. You are still teaching.
Yes. Yeah.
So
for sure.
What is the name of the school? Are you taking students right now? How can people find you?
I do. I work at a place called Village Music in Pleasant Hill, and they have another location in Walnut Creek, but I pretty much just work in Pleasant Hill. And then I do, you know, some lessons at my own studio, which you can go to jghomestudios.com and check it out, book, and, you know, just read about it, whatever, get some info. And that's pretty much what I've been doing, going between both of those and trying to get more students over here. But Brentwood is a little out here. So that's why I kind of got something over there because they're kind of like in the main hub of things. They're like, I don't know if you've been to Pleasant Hill is basically Walnut Creek.
It's,
you know, right there. It's easy to get students there and everything. And I really like what they got going on there. They have a great program. The owner's great. And, you know, all the teachers and it's state of the art too, which is kind of nice. I've worked at some places that are, you know, still working on getting things updated. But so it's really cool. I really dig it. The kids there, you know, they're psyched on learning and they come, you know, happy and, you know, excited for the next thing. So that's all you can ask for as a teacher.
So is it primarily kids?
Primarily, yeah. I have a few adults. But yeah, it's mostly kids or teenagers.
All right. So let's hop into one of these songs you sent me. Let's talk about You'll Never Get the Best of Me. Right off the bat, I really love the piano in that, especially in the intro. What is that song about to you? How did you come about it?
I don't know. I kind of started writing it. Sometimes I write and then I come up with the lyrics and then I kind of find some meaning later.
Okay.
You know, maybe it's subconscious comes out of me, whatever. You know, I don't like to think too much when I write. So, you know, that happens to me a lot. And I'm like, you know, how does that fit into my life? Like, what does that mean? What am I trying to say? And then it was pretty clear right away, like after I wrote a few lines, like I struggle with anxiety.
Oh, same.
And depression and stuff. But it's gotten better and better as I've gone on. I don't know if it's gotten better, but I've been able to deal with it better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just kind of like, I don't know, you know, like a middle finger to anxiety and depression. Like it'll never get the best of me. You know, like it's going to take me down sometimes. It's going to affect me sometimes and, you know, take me out of the game temporarily.
But you're not staying out of the game.
Yeah, exactly. It's not going to fully take me out. And it's, you know, and it's something that I, if I'm being honest, I have to admit that I like, I'm trying to believe that more every day, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and I feel like, you know, people can relate to that. And, you know, it's like something like, you know, it's trying to be positive about it because it's so easy to be negative, you know, about.
Yeah, especially when you're, you know, your heart's racing and you're sweating and you're nauseous and you think you're dying.
Yeah.
I mean,
exactly.
It's terrible.
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, and if it's just can offer somebody some form of comfort, like just even in the moment, then, you know, mission accomplished. But I feel like getting those things off my chest and writing those kind of things definitely helped me deal with it too.
So does writing music in general, do you think that it has improved your mental health?
Oh, absolutely. 100%. Oh, yeah, for sure. I don't know where I'd be right now if I didn't play music. I've been playing most of my life. And I mean, absolutely. Very therapeutic, very cathartic, you know, when things have happened, outlet, you know, I probably can't even talk about what I probably would have got into, you know, if I would have.
For sure.
You know, not have found music, found the love of music, I would have been doing something probably really stupid.
I openly admit this, like if it wasn't for music and the fact that I can run fast, I genuinely think I would be in jail.
Yeah. Like,
I would have screwed everything up.
Yeah, me too. Or, you know, gotten into drugs or something like that, because that's definitely a way of, you know, hiding it and, you know, coping with it and all that kind of stuff. And that too. Just, you know, just doing dumb things and, you know, whatever. And it's super important in my life. I need it. You know, it's not like something I do. It's definitely who I am, for sure.
Yeah, I'm happy you said that, because I think when you're an artist, any kind of artist, whether it's visual arts or theater or whatever, it is not just a job. It's very, very different. It's part of who you are. And if you don't do it, you don't feel good. Which leads me to, you've been writing your own stuff since you've been on a break.
Yeah.
Are you working on an album? Are you just working on a little EP? What are you doing?
I'm glad you asked me that. The stuff that I just put out like a couple months ago was like an EP. And I was kind of, I've done some records that I released with like old bands, and I've done a lot of singles. I've probably released, I don't know how many singles from when MySpace was coming out and Facebook, and some that have gotten lost. Some
MySpace.
That I hate.
Oh my God.
Right. I used to have some of my songs would you would click on my profile and it would just start playing.
You had to learn to code. Like,
yeah.
I saw a meme the other day. It says, I don't know how I went from MySpace to my chart.
Seriously. But I don't miss MySpace, though.
No. I'm kind of getting over Facebook myself.
Yeah, I was going to say Facebook.
I'm on there for the memes, really. That's it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, I don't know. I don't know how people do it, but, you know, whatever floats your boat. But yeah, I've, I came, you know, I was like, you know what? I need to release an album. Mm-hmm. I want to do like a stripped down, like acoustic album where it's just me singing acoustic and maybe some lead and backup vocals and, you know, maybe some piano and whatnot. And, you know, I've been putting a lot of production behind some of my songs because I don't know, it's just really fun, excuse me, to experiment and, you know, just build up and make this huge, like, you know, masterpiece or what, if you want to call it that, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. Add as much as you can in and just like make these, you know, but I just love to just, you know, I mean, at the end of the day, I'm an acoustic, you know, singer songwriter at heart. That's what I love to do, just play guitar. And I want to, I'm definitely going to probably release something late spring, early summer, like a full length album.
You have to come back when you release that.
Yeah, for sure. And I'm really excited to do that. I have so many songs that I want to lay down. So.
Are you one of those prolific songwriters where there's just like stacks of lyrics and your hard drive's full of half written stuff?
Yeah. I mean, I'm prolific. I don't know. But I mean, I write a lot. I mean, whether or not it's any good is up to the listener. But
right. Same.
Yeah. I tell my wife, I said, if I suddenly pass away, first thing I want you to do is I want you to go in and erase my voice recorder, which has 1,990, it has like almost 2,000 entries that I have in there of just like,
she should release it.
She better like go through it and really get the good stuff. Cause there's a lot of stuff on there that nobody should hear.
She could do like a voice note a day.
Yeah. Right. Something like that. Yeah. I would have to have my son be like, help mom with this. Get the good stuff.
Well, hopefully that doesn't happen anytime.
Yeah, hopefully that doesn't happen. But that's definitely something. Those are the things that us kind of people think about, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyway. So I'm looking forward to that for sure. I've been writing a lot. And like I said, just with work and playing with my band, you know, playing in a cover band for those of you out there that think about joining a cover band, it's not just a weekend warrior thing, you know. Mm-mm. You got to put in some serious work.
Still got to practice.
Yeah, you do. You really do.
And people want to hear that song. It's close to the original because they're coming to hear a cover band. If you're playing your own stuff and then you throw in a cover, then it can be a little different.
Totally. But
when they're coming to hear a cover band.
Yeah.
Like.
Boy, you really said it right there. Chris, if you're listening, did you hear what Raynell said? Because he is like big. He's like, dude, if we're gonna play these cover songs, let's play it like they played on the album, man. What's the point? What's the point if we don't? And I'm like, he's a great guy, great musician. And I'm like, yeah, you're right, dude. Let's play it like they play it. I mean,
now, do you ever have because it's an all guy band from what I saw. So do you ever have female singers come in to do any of the cover songs from the 90s? Because, you know, you've got like No Doubt and all kinds of stuff.
I wish.
In that area.
We haven't found anybody. I mean, we know some people that can sing and everything, but we couldn't get out there to save their lives. You know, they won't sing in front of people. So it's like, okay, they're out. Who else can do this? Should we like look for somebody else? Like, you know, put out an ad for somebody to come sing to?
There's so many great alternative female-fronted bands in the 90s.
No Doubt, Garbage.
Yeah, oh, Garbage is one of my favorites.
You know, like I've thought about those songs. I'm like, can I pull those off? I don't know if I should.
You could probably.
I don't know if I should do.
I
like
mean, I think you version. Could do some of Garbage's stuff, yeah, but I don't know about like.
I think I could do that one. She's kind of low.
She is low. You could do some PJ Harvey.
Yeah, yeah, PJ, yeah, that's right. So, but that's really cool. It'd be really cool to have like a guest, a female guest singer come and lay down a few tracks. That'd be awesome. Or sing a few live. That'd be so cool. Okay. If you're ever out here and you want
to. I'm going to say, I won't.
I'll send you the set list.
Don't think I won't. Oh my gosh. You just have to promise to throw in some 7-year bitch. That's all I ask.
Okay, sure. No problem. Yeah, we'll learn whenever. We'll do whatever.
So let's talk about what's my favorite song, which I was gonna push it till the end because I just wanted my favorite song to be last, but Brent's not here, so I don't care. Let's talk about Infinite Swirl. Okay. So speaking of the 90s, early 2000 vibe, that has that in it. Like, right. Especially in the bass line, it's very funky. Tell me about that song.
You know, that one just started off with, like a loop. I was kind of like, I was just kind of like not, I was having a, you know, brain wasn't working. And I'm like, I need to work on something, like pick up the guitar, you know, I'm like tinkering around. I'm like not feeling it. You know, I need something to jolt me, you know, awake here. So I was like, let me go look at loops. Sometimes when that's like my last resort, when I'm like, I can't think and I'm having, you know, my brain's blocked and I'm like, let me just go check out loops. Sometimes that, you know, helps with, you know, getting the creativity flowing. So I went on Logic. I used Logic Pro. I went on Logic. I started listening to loops. And then at first, like, came on and it just, this flood of ideas came in. That was like all I needed to hear. And then I started like laying down a beat on my MIDI and it just like snowballed from there. And then I was thinking about my boys. We do a lot of like naturistic stuff. And I started, you know, thinking about how I want to show them around and show them the earth and show them all these beautiful spots that I've been to. And so it's pretty simplistic with the, like, lyrically, you know, it's just, you know, that's where the lyrics came from. And then I had to stop myself on that one and be like, okay, I can't add any more in here. It's just going to be like this.
It's going to be too much. Right.
It's too much. So, yeah, but I really enjoyed putting that one together.
Yeah, that's a good track. I really enjoyed that. I listened to that more than once.
Yeah, I really like that one. I definitely go towards more like the, you know, melancholy stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm definitely like a slow, sad song kind of guy-ish, you know, mid-tempo, slow, sad song. But, you know, I like to branch out and do some upbeat, funky stuff. I love funk. I'm a huge fan of funk. So, you know, as a guitarist, like I could play funk all day. So it's just kind of funny, like putting those things together, you know?
Yeah.
That is who we be. I wanna show you.
it had a good, it had like, you know, an early Red Hot Chili Peppers vibe to it. Totally. I was just like, yeah, for sure. I get it.
I was going for that on the guitar solo. I was like, I got to do some John Frusciante stuff here. He's like one of my favorite guitarists ever. So
have you ever seen them live? They're still on my list.
It's been a minute though. I saw them on the, believe it or not, on the Stadium Arcadium tour. That was the last time.
Nice.
Yeah, that was it. And John was with them. Then he left after that. And then I haven't seen him since.
And I don't think I've been to a big concert since COVID. I need to change that.
You gotta go to a concert. It's important.
I mean, you gotta support those local bands. So I've popped in and out, but like a big show, it's time for a big show.
Yeah. You know, it's kind of funny you mentioned that, cause I was telling my son, he wanted to go to, I can't remember who he wanted to go to. I think it was Tool. He wanted to go to Tool, and I've seen Tool. They're one of my favorite bands.
Oh my God.
And I've seen them three times. But I told him, I said, you know, if you're going to go see like a band like that, he was like, we're up in the stratosphere, Dad. Like, I don't even know. It's like $200 a ticket. Like, should I? And I'm like, I mean, it's Tool.
So you should.
But like, I don't know. I kind of like later on in life now, I kind of realize that like, I don't go see my favorite bands unless I got good seats. And it's like, it's worth it.
Remember? Well, I don't care. I'll go to the nosebleeds. I just want to go.
Like, see what she said, Dad? See?
Because it's an experience. The good tickets are the ones you want to aim for.
Right.
But you can't always get them.
No. He won me over. I said, go for it.
Did it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll still be great. It is Tool. They're going to fill that whole place with sound. So
that was one of the best concerts I have ever been to.
Oh, yeah. Top five for me. Oh, yeah. Bar none.
I mean, just
incredible.
Just even the way that like two or three people would be tuning their guitars or whatever instruments they were on at the time, because they all play multiple things. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, somebody had a solo, like it just never stopped. It was like a trip. And I was in like the field. I think it was San Francisco.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Well,
I was out in the nose, and they had the screens that normally show the band, but it was showing like these trippy ass cartoons.
Yeah.
It was the Schism album.
Schism. Yeah. I love that. Yeah. You're talking about Lateralus.
Yeah. I was.
Yeah. With the spirals and the anatomy.
I didn't know where to look. It was just down here at the band.
I just closed my eyes. Just listen.
It was unbelievable.
I know. No need to be on like, you know, LSD or mushrooms when you go there. It's just like natural.
Really hard cool. Lemonade. That's all you need.
I know.
Exactly. A beer.
Seriously, a beer and just sit back and enjoy the ride.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's talk about your home studio.
Okay. Well, I mean, this is pretty much it behind me. I mean, there's more to it than this, but I do everything right here. Everything you could possibly do inside of a normal studio, but it's way more chill. You know, I got a PS4 that band members can play on while somebody's doing vocals, and you know, nice. I got a couch here you can take a nap on if you want.
That's how to do it.
Yeah, and I got all the good gear. It's super chill and vibe, you know, and there's no pressure to get things done. I'm always willing to work with like bands' budgets and all that kind of stuff, and especially nowadays. I just want to see them get their music out there more than anything. And, you know, as much as I, you know, do it to make money, I do it just to be a part of that. And met some really good musicians. Believe it or not, I should actually direct you towards them. I don't know if you, I've done more rap albums in here than I've done anything.
No way.
I've done a lot of rap albums.
I would love to get hip hop artists on here. I've only had like two or three, and I want to make that more regular.
I got a couple of really good guys for you. Really good. Righteous Defiance, shout out, and Dankhead Doug. And
Dankhead Doug, is that what you said?
Oh, he's great. Couple of great guys, and talented, and got great personalities. And I'll send you, I'll email you their link. And they've done some stuff here. They go around all different kinds of producers, and they have different ideas that they want, blah, blah, blah. But they've done a lot here, and I've had fun with them, and I've done some bands. I've mic'd up the drum kit over there, and I can do pretty much anything that any normal studio can do. And,
not as expensive, and a much better environment.
Exactly. And I got goodies and snacks and, you know, so. you know.
So how can people reach out to you about that?
You can go on to, Facebook, find me on Facebook, Justin Grobel Music, Facebook, Justin Grobel Music, Instagram. My handle name is Justin Grobel Music. Use that, make it easy.
Yeah, like pretty much everywhere.
Yeah, my YouTube is Justin Grobel. It's just my name. I don't think there's anybody else out there. There was like some impersonator a couple of years ago I was like battling with, but my subs have gone up a little bit. So like I pop up now. So
I think he
abandoned his web or his page. And then you can go to JG Home Studios and read my bio and look at pictures and listen to some samples that I put up on there of stuff I've recorded. So
let's talk about the last song. And I feel like I'm going to fuck this up. La Vie a Change. Did I say it right?
La Vie a Change.
Oh, see, I knew I was going to mess it up.
Times are changing, basically, is what it means. Mm-hmm.
That's what I kind of Googled what it meant, but I could not find the pronunciation.
I Googled it too. I was like, you know what? I was like, times are changing. I'm like, dude, Bob Dylan's going to pop up way before I fucking pop up. You know,
right. For sure. We got to come up with another name.
Yeah. And I was like, I got to come up with a different name for this. So I was like, what is it in French? Like, that'd be cool.
Yeah, that is cool.
I looked it up and then I was like, you know what? That's a good name for an EP. So I just called the whole thing that. And
I was going to ask.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that one was really, really fun to do. And I had like a total theme with that. I wanted to, you know, the early part of life when you're in your teens and 20s, you know, even your early 30s or whatever, you know, which I'm at the late part of, you know, you guys more your teens and 20s. I'd say you're things are fast paced and you're never going to die. And, you know, that's the beginning of the song. It's like got that hard.
That's thump. Uplifting. Yeah.
Yeah. And then the end of it, you know, is like, it's not sad, but it's just like things slow down. You start to see things from different perspective, you know, you start to, you know, get in this different, you know, mindset. And, so I wrote that whole symphonic part, you know, piece by piece, which is probably my most challenging thing of all the four songs that I released. I had to write each one and like make them all work, and it didn't go well at first. It was sounding awful. And
how long did that take?
It took a long time. I kept going back into the truck and I listened to it and I'd be like, ugh, that's terrible. You know, and the truck is always the car stereo is what tells it is. You,
yeah. And that's know, what people are going to listen on. Seriously. Right.
So then I just kept coming in and just like, I had to redo this. Oh no, it should be higher. Oh no, it should be lower. And I didn't want to cut any corners with it and just use my like, you know, tools to make things higher and lower, my transpose thing. And, I was really proud of that one. Like I was like, you know what? I'm just going to write this whole thing in however long it takes. So it was cool though. I liked the way it came out.
It came out really, really, really nice. And those are some really nice lyrics as well. I just wanted to say.
Yeah, honestly, thank you. Funny enough, my son came out. He's a musician too. I've, you know,
taught right guitar on.
And he's taken it to a whole nother level on his own and writing his own music. He's super into music. The one that's going to go to Tool. And
yeah, he has to go then. Like,
yeah. And I played it for him. I said, I think I'm just going to let it just play out. He's like, Dad, you got to sing something over that. Like something like, and I'm like,
you hit some high notes. You did like, in that song and in, You'll Never Get the Best of Me. How tight were his underwear? Because those were some high notes.
It was, you know, yeah, it was a little tough to hit those. It's not too bad.
Some falsetto notes.
It's nice when you're in the studio and you can just hit record and back and record again and back and just keep doing it over and over until you get the right take.
Warm nights getting high, yeah. ourselves a kiddie pool. We'd ride it down the hill. Went so fast, all we did was laugh. Surprised we didn't get killed. We didn't care, enjoying the wind in our hair. Having a blast, always thought those times would last, yeah.
Are you going to be playing any of this EP live?
I've been already playing a few of them live. I play like acoustic version. There was another one in there, Beautiful Eyes. And I've been playing that one just acoustic. And then I've just been playing them all acoustic. I know all the chords for them. So I've been just kind of doing the acoustic version of it. And if it comes to it, I'll probably put like a pre-recorded backing track and then play acoustic over it and like sing and do something like that. Unless I can find like a whole, you know, symphony to play with me, but that's probably not going to be easy.
I mean, that would be cool.
That would be great.
You could go into a high school and be like, hey, guys.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, I mean, you work with kids.
Yeah. I could put them all together, do a little School of Rock thing.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be awesome.
Hell yeah. One of the best movies ever made, by the way.
I know. Absolutely. 100%.
All right. So is there anything else you want to let everybody know? Where can they find a list of your upcoming shows? Where can they buy your music?
You can check me out on Spotify, Instagram, YouTube. That's like my main, you know, platforms. As far as my band, you can go to thesouvenirs.com. And if you want to have some nostalgic, rockin', last great rock revolution vibes, you can go on thesouvenirs_band.com. And
the link will be down in the description.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
So you can go there and check out all of our stuff, our shows, our whole list of shows. And then any shows that I have, I'll list them on YouTube or Instagram. That's mainly what I use.
You want to give a shout out of your website one more time?
It is jghomestudios.com. jghomestudios.com. And it's Justin Grobel. I know there's a couple out there that are a little similar. So you'll know if you check out anything and see my, you know, my ugly mug, you'll see my face when the website pops up.
And that link will also be below. All right, Justin, thank you so much for being on the show. We appreciate it having you. It's nice to catch up.
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure. I've been excited for this. We pushed it back quite a bit.
I know. It's like one of us kept getting sick, then somebody else would get sick.
Yeah.
It was horrible.
I've had a lot of fun though. It's always great talking to you. You got a great program, and yeah, listen to Sound Pollution. You can't go wrong. Love
That's
it.
Right. That's what I like to hear. That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, I've told so many people, and some have listened, and they get it. They know what's up. I'm gonna post this all up and everything.
Hell yeah!
Yeah,
give us we could use the love. We could use the love.
Yeah,
because we want to do some live shows, but we have to have money coming in to spend money. We can't spend money we don't have, so we need to get the audience up.
Yeah, absolutely. And some people they don't take the time to just go, hey, let me just see what this is all about. You know, so yeah. see what it's all about, people. Check it out. Look at that logo. Super cool.
Yeah, I know. I like the new logo. The radio station's going to have something similar. So.
Heck yeah. That's fire.
All right, everybody. Thank you for joining me again for our first interview of 2024. With Justin. We are so happy to have him back on the show. It's wonderful to see when we have artists come back, everything that they've been doing and kind of look at what they did and what they've been doing and catch up. And it's like my favorite part of the show is not just the initial interview, but the catching up and having return guests and, you know, creating a community. We really want this podcast to be a place for you to share your music and your story. And again, if you would like to be on the show, the email is soundpollutionpodcast@gmail.com. We are on TikTok. We are on Threads. We are on Snapchat. I'm not sure why. I got us completely off Twitter and I refuse to call it X. And we are also on Facebook. We are available on any streaming platform. So make sure you give us a like, a follow, pop into our DMs, say hey. Make sure if this is the first interview that you've listened to that you please go back and listen to some of our others. We've had a lot of people on the show and I just want to make sure that we are helping them and ourselves a little bit. Again, please go buy the merch. The link is below. When you buy the merch and you wear the merch or you use the merch, make a little video using the merch. Tag us on TikTok, tag us on Instagram, let us know. We do appreciate your support. And I think that's it, guys. Gosh, it's just great to be back. Remember to get out there and make some noise.